the voice of Branch County for high school sports. AM 1590 WTVB Coldwater and FM 95.5 W238 CD Coldwater.
The Michigan High School Athletic Association and WTVB Sports proudly present continuing coverage of the MHSAA football playoffs.
And touchdown, Coldwater! A 10-yard run by Cooper Murphy, who emerged out of a huge pile of night defenders and found pay dirt.
Amazed that he was able to sneak through there, Sean.
Tonight's action brought to you by these members of the WTVB Sports Boosters Club, Anytime Fitness, Benedict Steakhouse and Grill, Bobilia Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Branch County Abstract and Title, Culey's Jewelry, Drew's Place of Coldwater, Haylett Auto and RV, Kellogg Community College, McDonald's of Branch County, Meyer, Nottawa Gas Company of Nottawa and Tekonsha, OmniSource, Pines Behavioral Health, Rainbow Motor Sales, Union Pallet and Container, Warner Oil Company, and Willow's Bar and Grill.
Beck Husen, it's a keeper, he dives, he's in the end zone, touchdown Coldwater!
And cool rainy greetings from Al Stockman Stadium on the campus of Lakeshore High School in the village of Stevensville as WTVB, the Michigan High School Athletic Association, and WTVBAM.com bring you this MHSAA football playoff pre-district game for the first time in Division III. We can talk about the Coldwater Cardinals in the playoffs. They're going up against a veteran playoff squad, the Lakeshore Lancers. I'm Sean Watson. To my left, from inside the press box at Al Stockman Stadium, Al Rackesee. I just look out the window, and there's sheets of rain coming down right now. Good thing we're inside tonight.
Well, we believe in the Cardinals, but unfortunately, we also are believing and seeing that it's raining pretty steadily here at Stockman Field here at Lakeshore, but it is nice to be here, Sean, and it's great to be part of this first ever high school football playoff game for the Coldwater Cardinals, and the whole community is excited. Right now, there are more Coldwater fans in the stands than there are Lakeshore fans in the stands. So
they're probably waiting to get here. They're here and they're staying dry in their cars.
More than likely, but anyway, a great outpouring of support being shown by the city of Coldwater, the school, the community, and the students are all there together and everything, and it's a nice sight to see that this many people drove this far to see this game.
A total of 3 pep buses making the way out here. That's not counting the fan bus that's coming out here or the team bus that arrived, though. Probably about an hour and a half ago.
Yeah, you mentioned the band bus. Our Coldwater band is actually going to be performing the halftime show here tonight. So it's really a nice Coldwater atmosphere that's going to be here tonight, and looking forward to good things. We believe me, folks, it's been the theme of the week, and we believe that the Cardinals can give the Lancers a game tonight, hopefully advance into the playoffs.
A sea of red and white today. Of course, Lakeshore's colors are red and white, so they're wearing the home with the Cardinals in their road. White was supposed to be a whiteout, but everybody's wearing rain gear underneath their white commemorative t-shirts.
Yeah, it's a rain gear out is what it is.
Yeah.
Any color you got. So any way to stay dry out there.
Oh, let's remind everyone how the Coldwater Cardinals got here. Come in with a 5-4 overall record. They finished third in the SMAC East at 5-2. They opened up way back in August, about 10 miles to the north of us at St. Joe, lost to the Bears 33-14, and then the home opener lost to Portage Northern 22-13. They opened up SMAC East play by beating Battle Creek Central 20-13. They lost to Harper Creek 39-9. And then the game against Sturgis, the homecoming game where the Cardinals won 34-14, that's where a lot of people started to believe that the Cardinals might actually finish with a winning season. They won at Loy North the following week 42-6. Lost at Lakeview 56-7, but no shame in losing to that really tough team. Then they won their final two against Gull Lake 30-20, and then last week a 54-27 drubbing of the Marshall Redhawks up at Marshall. Quick recap of how the Cardinals did it last week. Well, a lot of Cooper Murphy, 27 carries, 261 yards, 5 touchdowns. He also had a 22-yard reception. One of just 2 passes that Luke Beckhusen threw on the night, coming back from having to sit out a couple of weeks ago from concussion. Sam DeMeester, who was called up to replace injured players, called up from the JVs as a freshman. He had a over 100-yard night, 14 carries, 111 yards, and a touchdown, his first varsity touchdown last week. Chris Vandenhout, 11 carries, 109 yards, and 2 touchdowns as the Cardinals outgained Marshall on the ground, 479 yards to 190. On the defensive side of the ball, Tyler Rankin led the way with 9 tackles, Stephen Seltzer with 8, Randy Brown with 7, Chris Vandenhout, Zach Meester, Austin Siegel had 5 tackles apiece. And of note, Mike Covey only had 2 tackles, but they were both sacks of the Red Hawk quarterback, Danny Welke, 25 yards net loss on those sacks.
Yeah, those were 2 huge sacks that came at critical moments in the game later on, where Marshall was still kind of hanging around there, and Mike Covey came up with those 2 big plays. And, you know, we mentioned it made our McDonald's players of the game last week, the defensive secondary for how they played against Danny Welke. So they did a really good job of that last week, too.
Oh, for the season, Cooper Murphy, 176 carries, 1,137 yards, and 15 touchdowns, 6.5 yards per carry every time he runs with the ball. He also has, for the season, 6 catches, 181 yards, and 2 receiving touchdowns, averaging 20.1 yards per play. So when you add those up, and also the 261 yards in kickoff returns that he's had, 1,579 all-purpose yards for the senior tri-captain.
He's just had an outstanding season, Sean, and he's gotten stronger as the season has progressed. And
for that matter, so has his own line.
They have. They've done a great job, too, the offensive and defensive line. But Cooper Murphy is not a big guy of stature by any means, and but he does a very good job of getting to the hole, finding the hole, and making adjustments when he needs to. And that picks him up some extra yards almost on every carry.
Luke Beckhusen, the sophomore quarterback, 23 of 57 passing, 458 yards, 3 touchdowns, 4 interceptions. When he runs with the ball, 58 carries, 219 yards, 2 touchdowns, averaging 3.8 yards a carry. Chris Vandenhout now with 36 carries, 181 yards, 3 touchdowns, averaging 5 yards a carry. Through the 2 games that Sam DeMeester has played, 25 carries, 176 yards, and a touchdown. Favorite target of Luke Beckhusen when he throws the ball, Luke Stempien, 9 receptions, 143 yards, 1 touchdown. So we have seen throughout the season that the running game has been the Cardinals' bread and butter.
Oh, there's no question about that. And, you know, it's going to be very important. Number one, hang on to the football tonight. Be able to establish the run and control the line of scrimmage both offensively and defensively against a Lakeshore team that generally mixes it up. They've got about 105 yards a game in passing that they usually tack on, and 265 rushing per game, so it's an average of about 370 per game. But they mix it up pretty good. But with the rain tonight, I don't know about the passing game for them tonight. Obviously, we're not too interested in the passing games ourselves. We may see one or two. But, you know, they put it up, you know, 12, 15 times a game, and they may not be able to do that tonight.
Quickly on the defensive side of the ball for Coldwater, Chris Vandenhout leading the way with 45 tackles, Zach Meester with 42, Tyler Rankin 38, Austin Siegel 35, Randy Brown 34, and Luke Stempien with 32. We'll go ahead and take this 2-minute break and talk about the opponents for the Cardinals tonight, the Lakeshore Lancers, as the Cardinals are running off the field to a thunderous round of applause opposite end of the field. From Stevensville, you are listening to the NHSAA football playoffs on WTVB.
You're a super fan who will tailgate anywhere. The pros? Check. College? Check. Your 8-year-old's peewee game? Big time. And to prepare for this ritual, you head to Meijer for freshly prepared food and licensed team apparel. Proudly display allegiance to your favorite team with our licensed short and long sleeve tees, hoodies, hats, and jerseys. Plus, load up on fresh meats, snacks, and drinks. So don't just tailgate. Tail greater at Meijer.
Every Friday night at the Willows Bar and Grill in Coldwater, enjoy their generous 3-piece fish basket with fries and homemade coleslaw for just $7.79. Or for just $2 more, get all you can eat of their famous Alaskan pollock, lightly breaded and cooked to perfection. Come join your friends for happy hour every weekday from 3 to 5 p.m. with specials on your favorite canned or draft beer at the Willows Bar and Grill on US 12 just east of River Road, Coldwater.
The heated deck is open, weather permitting. Did you think it'd quiet down at Haylett Auto and RV Coldwater? Be like July 5th at a fireworks store? It isn't crazy like this spring and summer when everyone showed up at Haylett's because the word's out. If it's about travel trailers or fifth wheels, hightail it to Haylett. Haylett has what you need. Everything. One stop, an 11-acre camping and RV superstore packed with the best brands on wheels, starting with Jayco. A hitch to haul it? Haylett has them. Parts and accessories? Anything. And everything you want. And one more thing. Service. As other dealers knock down prices on 2013s to get them off the lot, Haylett has 14s in stock. New floor plans you've got to see. Dave doesn't have many 13s. So guess what? They're giving 2013 discount deals on 14s. RVs and fifth wheels go where everybody goes. Hightail it to Haylett. Auto and RV on US 12 east of I-69 exit 13 in Coldwater, Michigan. And online at HaylettAutoAndRV.com, where your family camping adventures begin.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Welcome back to Al Stockman Stadium. Well, officially it's called Lehman Field at Al Stockman Stadium because there are a couple of families that made the big donation back a few years ago for the million-dollar turf field that sits underneath us, the field that the Lancers and the Cardinals are going to run on. So field conditions, despite the driving rain, very immaculate.
Well, very good, but they're still going to be slippery, Sean. There's no doubt about that. But again, I think we definitely would rather be playing on artificial turf like we are tonight rather than playing on a regular turf where you really never know what you're going to get. So with this, at least it's going to be fair for both teams. It's going to be consistent from one end of the field to the other. And it's a beautiful facility. The field looks great from up here. Looks really good with all those Coldwater fans on the other side of the field. And looking forward to hopefully a Cardinal victory here tonight.
The members of the Cardinal marching band have taken their position in the stands opposite way from us. We'll try and post a picture to Twitter and Facebook over the course of our pregame coverage. Let's now talk about the Lakeshore Lancers, the Cardinals' opponent. We mentioned this was the first time in the football playoffs for the Cardinals. This is the 16th consecutive for the Lakeshore Lancers, 18th overall, all under the tutelage of Denny Dock, who is entering his 26th season coaching the Lancer football team. They come in with a 6-3 overall record. They finished in fourth place in the SMAC West at 4-3. They were in a position where they had to win their last two games to get into the playoffs as an automatic qualifier. Their season looked like this. They tumbled Marshall here, 56-14, to open up the season. They beat Gull Lake 51-27. Then they had their traditional big rivalry against St. Joe. That was about 10 miles to the north of us up at Dickinson Stadium on the St. Joseph High School campus. The Bears won 32-20. Then they lost to Portage Central 38-28, beat Mattawan 42-14, beat Benton Harbor 48-8. Lost to Portage Northern 16-14. Then they shut out Niles 38-0 and got in with a 35-9 win against Kalamazoo Central last week. The quarterback, Mike Adams, he has been the leading rusher in addition to all of the passing that he's done. Very dangerous in the Veer-style offense that the Lancers run. Last week, 7 carries, 61 yards, 2 rushing touchdowns, 6 of 15 passing, 90 yards, and 2 passing touchdowns. Jake Ochtenberg had 9 carries for 77 yards to lead the way for the Lancers. He had a touchdown. Gabe Gambala, 11 carries, 60 yards. Sam Effa had 2 catches for 49 yards. Reuben Conway, 3 catches, 26 yards, and a touchdown. Jake Bushu, 1 reception, 15 yards. That was good for a touchdown. On the night, the Lancers outgained the Maroon Giants 283 yards to 65 on the ground and 90 yards to 22 on the air. On the defensive side, Ryan Potts had 7 tackles, including a sack for a 3-yard loss. Chase McGrain with 6 tackles. Andrew Branch, Colin Hutchison, and Eric Schmidt, 5 tackles apiece. So taking a look at the season stats, Mike Adams, the Lancer quarterback, 45 for 100 passing, 806 yards, 14 touchdowns, 5 interceptions. On the ground, 100 carries, 621 yards, and 11 rushing touchdowns, averaging 6.2 yards a carry. So this offense really revolves around their quarterback, Mike Adams.
No question about that, Sean. Again, leading rusher, and then he's attempted 100 passes this year. So he's actually had 100 attempts running, so 200 of their plays in 9 games. has been basically based around him. And, you know, obviously he's done a very good job for them this year being their team leader.
Zach Drake is out a couple weeks due to injury. He'll be back starting tonight. 44 carries, 440 yards, 5 touchdowns, 10 yards every time he runs with the ball. He also has had 10 receptions for 200 yards and 3 touchdowns. Sam Effa, also coming back from injury, 40 carries, 342 yards, and a touchdown on the ground. 12 receptions, 289 yards, 3 touchdowns, 24.1 yards per play. He's averaging every time he catches the ball. Jake Ochterberg, 48 carries for 326 yards and 2 touchdowns. Gabe Gambala, 42 carries, 258 yards, 4 touchdowns. Josh Bushu, 13 receptions, 284 yards, 5 touchdowns. So you can tell that there are a lot of weapons for Mike Adams to play with here.
Yeah, absolutely. You look at the stats here, and a lot of stable of running backs, if you will, that can absolutely get the football down the field. Excuse me. They average 6.8 yards per carry when they rush the football. So, obviously, they can move it down the field, and it's going to be up to the Cardinal defense to try to stop them tonight.
On the defensive side of the ball for the Lancers, Eric Baganski with 46 tackles. Jake Ochterberg, one of a few two-way players for the Lancers. He has 43 tackles, plus 2.5 sacks, net loss of 27 yards there. Ryan Potts with 35 tackles. Dustin Clapp and Eric Schmidt, 34 tackles apiece. Andrew Branch with 32 tackles. Just some of the players whose names will be calling for the Lancers over the course of the evening. The Lancers and the Cardinals have met up four previous times, and each and every time the Lancers had pummeled the Cardinals. It came with the Cardinals joining the SMAC along with Lakeshore at about the same time. Their first meeting was back in 2003. Lancers won 49-13. The next year in 2004, Lakeshore 35, Coldwater 6. 2007 at Cardinal Field, the Lancers beat the Cardinals 41-6. And then in 2008, the first year that this Fieldshire Field was open for business here at Lakeshore, the Lancers shut out the Cardinals 48-0. I'm thinking it will be a little bit closer than that tonight.
Well, I'm sure hoping so, and it'd be nice to get a little payback for those four losses that we've suffered at the hand of the Lancers. But you can't take anything away from the program they have up here. I remember commenting during basketball broadcast about all the banners hanging in there. In their field house and whatnot, and all kinds of state championships. It's not, you know, just football or basketball. I mean, it's everybody and their sister and brother that are involved in the athletic program here with state championships.
Wrestling,
so,
baseball, softball.
Yeah, just a very, very good, outstanding athletic program here, and great facilities as well. Great hospitality tonight, too.
The broadcast of today's game is a copyrighted presentation of the Michigan High School Athletic Association and WTVB. No reproduction, retransmission, or other distribution of the descriptions or accounts of this game may take place without the express written consent of the MHSAA and Midwest Communications Incorporated. We'll take this one-minute break and bring you pregame comments that I got yesterday with Jeff Scorpar. You're listening to the MHSAA football playoff, Cardinal football on WTVB.
Life presents different challenges for each of us. Some people are experiencing stress due to their jobs, while others are experiencing the stress of losing their jobs. Bills, budgets, and making ends meet can lead to anxiety, depression, family issues, marital problems, substance abuse, and thoughts of suicide. While everyone is affected in different ways, one thing remains the same. You're not alone. In fact, help is always just a phone call away, 24 hours a day, at Pines Behavioral Health in Coldwater. Getting help is as easy as picking up the phone and dialing 279-8404. 279-8404. So when you find yourself feeling overwhelmed, turn to Pines Behavioral Health on Michigan Avenue just off US 12 in Coldwater. There when you need someone. At Pines Behavioral Health, they believe life should be enjoyed, not endured.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Checking in once again with Coldwater head football coach Jeff Scorpar. Kickoff between the Cardinals and the Lancers coming up at the top of the hour. Our pregame conversation brought to you by Union Pallet and Container. Recycling your cardboard with Union Pallet and Container Company of Coldwater can deliver real value to your business and the environment. Recycling 1 ton of cardboard saves more than 17 trees and eliminates landfill waste. To learn how you can help save the environment by recycling your company's cardboard, call Union Pallet and Container in Coldwater at 278-4888. Thought we'd start off by going back to this past Sunday and the viewing of the Selection Sunday show. Just describe what the atmosphere was like to the fans that weren't able to make it out there.
That was pretty electric. When you do something like this for the first time, especially when you're on the bubble and you don't know which way it's going to go or where you're going to go and different things like that, when you finally see it for the first time, it's pretty exciting. After watching all the Selection Sundays or Saturdays, I don't know what it is, for March Madness on the colleges, and those bubble teams are sitting around and you watch them jump up in the air and all that kind of stuff, and you see it, but then to actually experience it, it was really cool. The kids were excited, the community was excited that was there, and it's carried over into this whole week. It's been really good and really positive.
Once the euphoria died down, it was basically back to work for the coaches and the kids. This past week of practice, did you approach it like you approach any other week of practice?
Yes, we have. We've tried to keep things as much the same as possible. The only thing that is a little bit different than what we've done in the past is we spent a little bit more time defensively against Lakeshore, just because the sets they run and what they do, we haven't seen a lot of what they do, and so this is something that we had to prepare for a little bit different. Nobody on the east side runs what they do, and they do some things different, and so we had to spend a little bit more time on the practice field actually talking and walking things through with our defense, and hopefully it's going to pay off tonight.
Getting back to last Friday's game up at Marshall, and also a little bit to the Gull Lake game, really fast starts offensively for both teams, and then things really settled down. So I guess one key to tonight's game is to try and prevent the fast start for the team on the other side of the ball.
Yes, and that was, those fast starts all come from our defense making mistakes, misaligning and different things like that. And I think a lot of it is the pressure of the game. This is going to be our third week where, you win or you go home. And so we've actually kind of been in the playoff atmosphere now since the Gull Lake game, because the kids knew and I knew that if we didn't win our last two games of the regular season, there's no way that we'd even have a shot at the playoffs. And so we've been in that mode now for 2 weeks, which I think is going to help us in the long run. As long as we show up and we're settled down and we align, properly the first couple series and just play, have the kids play. It's a fun game. It's a great game. We can't get too wrapped up in that stuff, but it's also, they understand the consequences if we lose. And so it's big, and it's for both sides, and you're dealing with teenage kids, and there's going to be some mistakes made. We just can't make major mistakes. And so, that's the theme of the week, and we just hope we show up and play well.
On the offensive side of the ball for the Cardinals, I guess Cooper Murphy is really making his presence known throughout the region. Last week, 261 yards on 27 carries and 5 touchdowns for the season. He's now up to 1,137 yards rushing, 1,579 all-purpose when you include the kickoff returns and the receptions that he's had. So in last week's game, it was good to see a couple of other kids get over the 100-yard mark. Sam DeMeester, who brought up from the JVs a couple of weeks ago, and also Chris Vandenhout getting some touches on the ball as well.
Yes, I think we've got three backs that are very capable. Cooper is one of those kids. He's a different type of back. He's, you can label him a special back because, he can not only run away from you, but he can run you over too. It's nice to have someone like that. But at the same time, and I think our backs would say this too. I know they have because we've had this conversation a number of times. But those guys don't go anywhere without that offensive line. And quite honestly, the last two games, our offensive line has played exceptionally well. And when they've done that, it's been great for Cooper. It's nice to run through open holes and stuff like that. And it makes him so much of a better runner when they do that. And so, a lot of that credit, a lot of his yards and everything have to go to that offensive line because they've done an outstanding job.
Now, Coldwater, a first-time entrant into the playoffs. Lakeshore going in for the 16th consecutive year and 18th overall as a program. Did their head coach, Denny Dock, offer you any words of wisdom when you had the game tape exchange?
No, he did. You know, he alluded to, you know, he was very congratulatory and everything, and he said, hey, this is a lot of fun, enjoy it. You know, I've known of Denny Dock, and I've talked to him a couple times. You know, I don't know if he remembers me because of all the different coaches you meet and stuff like that. You know, but he definitely has experience on his side. You know, he's been doing this for a long time. He's a great coach. I mean, I know that Lakeshore is coached extremely well, one of the best coach teams in the state. You know, so it's one of those, it's a great challenge for me, you know, being the first time in the playoffs going up against such a seasoned coach like that. You know, it's going to bring out my best, and I know hopefully we're going to bring out his best, and it's going to be a good battle.
One last question on the injury front. New injuries to report, right?
Well, like we talked about earlier, knock on wood, no. We're pretty healthy right now. And so this is, you know, and I think that they're going to be pretty healthy too. I read something where a couple of the running backs might be coming back for this game. And so, and that's the way it should be. You know, when you get to postseason, you hope to go in there healthy so that you put your best team on the field. And, you know, whoever plays best on that night is the winner and gets to go on. And that's all we hope for is that, you know, we're healthy and we play well and they play well and, you know, we let the chips fall where they do.
Jeff Scorefar, head coach of the Coldwater Cardinals, best of luck tonight. Hopefully we'll be able to talk to you in the same capacity next week.
I hope so too, Sean. It should be fun.
We're back with more after this from Lakeshore. You're listening to the MHSAA football playoffs on WTVB.
Everyone knows that diamonds are forever, but did you know that the prongs on your ring aren't? At Culey's Jewelry, they know your rings and other jewelry are just like a car. They need regular checkups and tune-ups. That's why they offer free ring inspection and cleaning. That way, they can catch any problems before they happen, like losing that diamond. Plus, at Culey's Jewelry, you have the peace of mind knowing your jewelry repairs are not sent away and are done quickly in the store and at a price you can afford. Before your rings or jewelry get to the point of no return, give them a checkup and tune-up at Culey's Jewelry. An ounce of prevention can keep you happy for years to come. Stop in with your jewelry to Culey's Jewelry, located downtown Coldwater for over 40 years. Culey's, Culey's,
fine jewelry says it best. Many choices, one path, not just a starting point, a launch pad. More than a step, a leap. Not just a community college, it's a global sense of direction. Blaze your own trail. Explore Kellogg Community College at kellogg.edu.
The voice of Branch County for high school sports. AM 1590 WTVB Coldwater and FM 95.5 W238 CD Coldwater.
Lakeshore High School student Tony Cree singing our national anthem. Before we get things underway, let's bring you the starting lineup for tonight's contest. They have been sponsored throughout the football season by Short's Rip Beer Stand, but they are now closed for the season and will come back next year. The Cardinals won the toss and will receive the ball, so we will see their offense led by sophomore quarterback Luke Beckhusen. Running backs Chris Mannenhout and Cooper Murphy, fullback Sam DeMeester, tight ends Zach DeMeester and Sawyer Murphy, and the offensive line Darian Bradley, Joel Jepson, Cody Truex, Jesse Mangett, and Logan Taggart going 265, 207, 206, 203, and 265. Lakeshore defense anchored by the defensive line of Philip Dudek, Quayshawn Moody, Cameron Duncan, and Ryan Potts going 242, 15, 190, 200. Linebackers Jake Achterberg, Dustin Clapp, and Brad Newman. In the secondary, Eric Schmidt and Aaron Ward. The corners, Chase McGrain and Andrew Grant, the safeties. The Cardinals will move from left to right across your radio dial here in the first quarter from north to south. The Lakeshore Lancers from right to left, from south to north.
Well, we're about ready to go here, Sean, and the rain seems to have let up just a little bit, but it's still coming down, and the wind is blowing a little bit, I'd say, probably about 10, 12 miles an hour. Looks like it's due out of the west. So.
I don't know if you can hear underneath us, but those are the Cardinal fans making all the noise underneath us.
Got Chris Vandenhout, I'm guessing Cooper Murphy. I can't see who's on the far side over there.
Well, here we go, kickoff. and it's going to bounce past the sideline. The procedure call will come out. First and 10, the Cardinals will get it on their 35. That was Will Bartels handling the kickoff duties for the Lancers.
And the other back, deep back for Coldwater was Sam DeMeester, the freshman.
Might be the first time that we've seen him on special teams since he was called up to varsity.
Could be. Well, here we go. Cardinals with the ball, first and 10 at their own 35-yard line.
Ball house backfield, Luke Beckhusen under center. Hand off. Looks like he faked the handoff to Cooper Murphy. He kept it and got up close to the, well, we'll say the 38, 39.
Yeah, it looks like he got about four, maybe close to 5 yards.
4 or 5 yards. Second down and 5.
5 yard gain, we'll say second and 5. Just underway from here at Al Stockman Stadium on the shores of Lake Michigan. The winner of this game gets the winner of the St. Joe Sturgis contest. We'll keep you updated on that score over the night as well.
Beckhusen back under center.
Making the handoff. Oh, how about that? He has a wide open receiver at midfield. Back to Meester on the tight end.
Ball's going to be just inside the 50-yard line of the Lakeshore Lancers, or right at the 50, actually. So first and 10 for the Co-Otter Cardinals, and wasn't expecting that at all.
No.
I don't think Lakeshore was either.
Well, at this point, why not pull out all the stops, right?
Yeah. It's as Coach Corfar said earlier, win or go home.
Beckhusen back under center. Handoff is going to go to Cooper Murphy. The Lancers had that snuffed out. He only got maybe 1.5 out of that left side line.
He did everything he could to get his 1 or 2 yards out of that. They're just going to give him a little bit over 1 yard on that carry.
Second and 9, but the Cardinals are in Lancer territory. Lancer fans underneath us are a little bit shell-shocked right now. The crowd noise that you hear, those are all Coldwater fans opposite end of the field right now.
A little bit. This is a game that Lakeshore could be looking past Coldwater a little bit.
A keeper by Beckhusen. He gets up to the 45. And he spot the ball at the 44, a pretty reasonable 34 coming out.
Yep. Manageable for sure. Let's see if they decide to give it to Murphy, whether they try a pass play again like that, or
sure.
If they're going to use one of the other offensive weapons.
Say Chase McGreen was credited with a tackle. Third and about 4.5. Now the Lancer fans are starting to make noise underneath us. Taking the handoff, he's going to keep it. He's going to run the sweep left side to the 40, to the 45, to the 30. That's where he's forced out of bounds. Another Coldwater first down.
Beckhusen with a nice run. Picks up about 15 yards for the Cardinals. Don't see any yellow flags out there, so the ball is going to be marked at the 30-yard line. It's going to be first and 10 Coldwater.
I'm going to say it's kind of hard because that's the part of the field where there is a little bit of a glow.
And you get a little bit of a sheen off the field with the wet field and the lights here. First and 10 Cards at the 30.
Beckhusen under center and nothing. They tried. It looks like they tried to give it to Sam DeMeester.
You're absolutely right.
There was nothing there.
Well, Lakeshore did a good job of closing that gap. Well, Coldwater didn't do a very good job of putting in a hole. So the Lancer defense digging in a little bit now against Coldwater here. It's actually going to be second and 11. They're going to give them a loss of a yard on that play.
Beckhusen back under center, the full house backfield behind him. And off, going to Chris Vandenhout to the 25 before he stood up. Another third and 4 coming up for the Cardinals.
Cardinals been using Chris a little bit more the last few games, and he's been coming through with good performances for them. Both offensively and defensively for young Mr. Vandenhout.
Clock moving, 8:40 left to play in the first quarter.
Back to that third and four situation that the Cardinals were in not so long ago. Ball is on the 24.
Beck Hughes back under center. Off at the 24. He's another keeper, and he may just be short of the first down mark by a yard. Depending on where they're going to pop the ball at the 21. All the way down a bit, it's close enough where the Cardinals are to. They can get a measurement.
That's for measurement. They can also options for field goal. Beck Hughes coming back to the field.
Making up the sweep up, Cardinal making up the stop of Zenna. The important count for goal. 7 points left. Quarter, quarterback, under set. You look at it. No, but handoff. Oh, my God.
Cardinal, CIA.
For smart heating solutions for your home, see Nottawa Gas Company. Decorative floor and wall heaters from Nottawa Gas are 99.9% efficient and require no flue, venting, or electricity. Great for emergencies or to supplement your current heating system. These energy-efficient units will heat up to 700 square feet. Right now, you'll find the best selection of the season at Nottawa Gas Company, just east of Nottawa on M66, south of Tekonsha on Old 27, or online at nottawagas.com.
Hi, this is Dawn Heisler, nurse administrator from Drew's Place of Coldwater. In working with the Drew's family for the last 16 years, we know that making decisions regarding assisted living can be very difficult. Our staff has been trained to assist our residents and care for them as part of the extended Drew's family. We have created an environment of trust, care, and hospitality in this community that we can all be proud of. Call us today at 278-9494-4A2R. We look forward to helping you make Drew's Place your choice for assisted living.
Once upon a time, there were three little girls who all loved helping people. So I brought them all to work for me at Rainbow Motor Sales. Good morning, Angels.
Good morning, Al.
It's football season, Angels, and you know what that means.
Don't bother you on Monday nights?
No. Well, yes, but what it means is winter's coming. Get out there and sell some trucks.
We're on it, Al.
At Rainbow Motor Sales, we'll give you $1,000 for your trade. And with guaranteed credit approval, you'll be ready for winter weather in no time.
Rainbow Motor Sales at the corner of Fremont Road and US 12 Coldwater or online at rainbowmotorsales.com.
Everyone loves the casual fine dining experience at Benedict Steakhouse and Grill in Coldwater. So it makes sense to book your company or family Christmas party at Benedict's. And it makes sense to do it now. Of course, you can always stop in for great daily dinner specials on choice Black Angus, seafood, and other fresh options. Plus, they have live music every Thursday and Friday. Make the holidays a little merrier at Benedict Steakhouse and Grill. West of I-69 on US 12, serving food 7 days a week and fun till 2 a.m. on Fridays and Saturdays.
You're a super fan who will tailgate anywhere. The pros? Check. College? Check. Your 8-year-old's peewee game? Big time. And to prepare for this ritual, you head to Meijer for freshly prepared food and licensed team apparel. Proudly display allegiance to your favorite team with our licensed short and long sleeve tees, hoodies, hats, and jerseys. Plus, load up on fresh meats, snacks, and drinks. So don't just tailgate. Tail greater at Meijer.
This is Scrap Chat with Max Hall, reminding you that while all metal has value, not all metal recyclers value you. At Omnisource, guys like me tell you what your metal's worth and how to make it worth even more the next time. Because we grind up and spit out scrap, not customers. Find frank advice and fair payment at one of our 5 Omnisource yards conveniently located in Southwest Michigan. For locations and a list of metals we buy, visit Omnisource.com.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Finally, we're back here at Lakeshore High School. The Lancers with their first drive of the game following the surprise the Cardinals put on in the form of that 21-yard Cooper Murphy touchdown run on 4th and 1. They have a 7-0 lead. Right now it's 2nd and 4 Lancers from their 39-yard line, moving from right to left across your radio dial.
They have picked up first down already on this drive.
Mike Adams hands off the ball, stutter stepping on the left side, and enough for the first down for Zach Drake. Back in the lineup for the Lancers. Let's go over the starters for the Lancers on offense. Mike Adams, your starting quarterback. Zach Drake and Gabe Gambala, the wingbacks. Jake Ochsenberg, the fullback, T.J. Brinker, the wide receiver, Brock Emery, the tight end. And we'll go over Lakeshore's O-line after this first and 10 play from the 46. Adams under center, the handoff. Oh, that's a keeper. He broke away to the 45, finally brought down at the Cardinal 41.
Mike Adams showing how slippery he is out there.
I'll give credit to that offensive line. Jay Brower, Dylan Dudek, Dan Harrison, Colin Hutchison, and Jordan Grimes going 192, 4200, 215, and 230.
Not a real big offensive line, but they opened a nice hole there for Mr. Mike Adams.
First and 10, Lancers from the Coldwater 41-yard line. How about those options that Mike Adams had? It looked like he faked the handoff to Zach Drake. I think Mike Adams kept it and got four. Zach DeMeester in on the tackle for Coldwater. Clock moving, 5:51 left to play in the first quarter.
Yeah, we're going to give Mike Adams 4 yards on that carry.
Adams is under center. The pitch is going to go, running the sweep left side. That is Gabe Gambala.
Actually, that's Zach Drake.
Zach Drake diving and giving the Lancers the first down from left side.
Coldwater's missing some opportunities to bring down these Lakeshore running backs, and they got to do a better job of tackling.
Just like that fast start that we were talking about during the pregame show.
Absolutely.
Don't want to give the other team an opportunity to get a fast start, and that's exactly what's happening here.
Lakeshore has been able to move the ball right down the field on the Cardinals here, so time to come up with some stops.
First and 10.
Adams takes the ball, and he gets sacked in the backfield, brought down by Zach DeMeester.
Also, we can give credit to
Austin Siegel.
Yeah.
Did not fool the Coldwater defense on that play.
All the Coldwater defense, the D-line anchored by Joel Jepson, Logan Taggart, Mike Covey, Darian Bradley going 207, 265, 175, and 265. Linebackers Austin Siegel, Zach DeMeester, Tyler Rankin. In the secondary, Ryan Hadley, Steven Seltzer, the corners, Chris Vandenhout, Luke Spenty on the starting safeties.
Make sure showing a little bit of a veer offense here early.
Second and 10, the snap went to Adams. He immediately hands off.
Brought down in the backfield.
Octerberg.
Cardinals all over him. Let's see who comes out of that pile. Tyler Rankin is one of them, and I believe he might be Randy Brown. In on the stop for the Cardinals.
On second and 10, that was a 2-yard loss on Octerberg's attempted run. Going to bring up third and 12.
Very generous spot there.
Yeah. Just inside the 30-yard line.
Big play for the Lancers, third and 12, although they are in two-down territory.
First down marker is at the 18. Mike Adams under center. On the counter, it is going to go to Zach Drake. Down to the 20. And he's got the ball at the near the 18 and the first down.
Fourth down, long one.
It's going to be fourth and one. Logan Taggart making the tackle for the Cardinals.
So a fourth and one for the Lancers, about as important as that fourth and one for the Cardinals. The other side of the field, quickly to the line of scrimmage.
Oh, fumble.
See who recovers.
If Lakeshore got it, it was to their advantage because the fumble went forward. That gives them a first down.
Ooh. What Lakeshore did was get up to the ball very quickly while the Cardinals were still lining up and then tried to sneak it in through. Cardinals tried to poke it away, but the Lancers did fall on it at the Coldwater 16-yard line, first and 10. 3:18 and counting left to play in this quick-moving first quarter. Only one pass play, and that was by Luke Beckhuizen.
And a fumble. Boom, it's down. The ball is loose.
And Effa
Holder has the football.
Wow. That was like a fire drill in reverse.
You got it.
Sam Effa received a pitch going backwards. It went through his hands backwards, and who came up with the ball for the Cardinals?
Do not know. I couldn't see. There were too many bodies over there.
We're waiting for a word from our spotter.
Ryan Hadley.
Oh, boy.
Comes up with a big fumble recovery for the Cardinals.
First and 10, Coldwater from their 25-yard line following the fumble recovery. Beck Hewson handing off and nothing doing. Maybe one.
Yeah, you're going to give him a yard on that as forward progress. But
is that Cooper?
No, that was actually Chris Vanden out with the ball.
Not only his first or second time he ran with the ball today?
Yep. Cooper hasn't run the ball much today. Yet, as many times as we're used to seeing him run.
Right. Of course, I think the coaching staff was expecting that Lakeshore would key up in on him.
Well, if Lakeshore is very good at coaching, I would think they would too.
10 seconds left on the play clock. The Cardinals have not broken their huddle yet. They may have to call a timeout here.
Well, here they are.
So with 2:20 left to play in the first quarter, we're going to keep it here. The Cardinals leading at 7-0, 2:20 left to play in the first quarter. Why do they officiate? Some officiate for the love of the sport. Others officiate simply because they love being around kids, and some got tired about complaining about officials and doing something about it by becoming one. To become a registered high school game official, call or click the MHSAA, you can be a referee. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association promoting the value and values of educational athletics. Got a scoring update on the WTVB scoreboard. St. Joe with a 3-0 lead over Sturgis. This was early in their game, about 10 miles to the north of us.
Well, you know, I think that's going to be a pretty good game. Sturgis obviously has been passing the ball a bunch the last four games or so.
Oh, I got a surprising score for you. This is in Division 5. Parchman leading Lumen Christi 12-0 with 8:07 left in the first quarter.
Wow, something you would not expect by any means. Holy cow.
Well, coming out of the Coldwater timeout, 2nd and 9 from their 26. Beck Hewson under center. And off
goes
Cooper Murphy. Stopped at the 29, though, by the Cardinals. And don't forget, Cooper Murphy didn't have that score. A 21-yard run on 4th and 1 to give the Cardinals the 7-0 lead that they currently lead.
Cooper won't ever forget that. First ever playoff touchdown in Coldwater High School history.
3rd and 6 coming up for the boys in the white jerseys and the red pants.
Big play for the Cards.
3rd and 6 from their 29. Beck Hewson under center. Taking the handoff, rolling to the right to pass. And a catch at the 34-yard line to the 37 before the tight end is brought down.
Sawyer Murphy with the catch. Moves the chains for the Cardinals. 1st and 10, Coldwater. The ball is going to be on their own 43.
Sawyer Murphy, the tight end on the right side of the line. Zach Meester, the tight end on the left side of the line for the Cardinals. The clock stopped as they move the chains. Now it's going to start again. We're counting down to 1:30 left to play in quarter number 1.
Nope, I misspoke. The ball is on their own 37.
You're caught up in the excitement today, aren't you?
Absolutely. Everybody should be that's here from Coldwater. Give up the middle.
They have Sam Meester to the 45-yard line.
Nice run up the middle by Sam. Something that Lakeshore wasn't expecting. A little quick hitter off the right side. Nice hole opened up by the offensive line.
The thing we have to remind ourselves is that he does not play like a freshman.
Absolutely not.
2nd and 2. The first down marker is at the 47-yard line. Ball's at the 45. Cardinals break the huddle. There's 15 left on the play clock. 49 seconds left on the game clock. Beck Hewson under center. It's Cooper Murphy, and he'll get the first down and right up the midfield.
Cooper Murphy was a nice run for about 7 yards for Coldwater.
The Cardinals starting to open up some more of those holes on the offensive line, and like we mentioned during our pregame, Cooper Murphy picks and chooses those holes doing that a whole lot better than he did his junior season.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's just improved so much this year from last. He was good last year, but to see him have the type of senior season that he's having right now is tremendous. And boy, the rain is really coming down now, Sean.
Should be the final play of the quarter, 21 seconds left in it. Beck Hewson under center on first and 10. The give, in and out on the right side. About 2.5 on that.
That'll do it for the first quarter. Clock will run out here. Cold
six,
run another
five, play. 4 seconds left in the quarter. Both teams are retreating to their respective sidelines. After one in this NHSAA Division III football pre-district contest, the Coldwater Cardinals 7, the Lakeshore Lancers nothing. Back in a minute. You're listening to the NHSAA football playoffs on WTVB.
Saving you money on great transportation is their specialty at Bobilia Chrysler Jeep Dodge in Coldwater. Get the vehicle you need at the price to fit your budget to keep you on the road in any kind of weather. Check out all the specials on the lot or Bobilia.com. How about a 2011 Jeep Patriot 4x4, just $13,675 or $213 per month? Looking for a low-cost ride? Mobilia has a 2005 Dodge Neon, 2005 Dodge Grand Caravan SXT, and 2001 Ford Taurus, all under $6,000. Just add tax, title, and plate. Talk to Jeff Dollar, Jared Hetrick, Tom Whiteley, Dean Mobilia, and now Sean Stouter. You can also trust Mobilia to service your current vehicle. With their expanded service department, Saturday hours, and factory crane techs, Mobilia will get you in and out quickly. At Mobilia, buy 3 oil changes and get the 4th one free. That's right, free. It's like saving 25% every time you get an oil change. And with their express oil change service, there's no need for an appointment. Mobilia Chrysler Jeep Dodge on US 12 across from the airport, Coldwater.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Coming up at halftime, it's another edition of NHSAA Perspective presented by the Michigan Army National Guard. This week, John Johnson talks about how the expectations of parents turn sweet possibilities into a sour season for their kids. First play of the second quarter, 2nd and 8 from the Lancer 48 for Coldwater. Hand off, Cooper Murphy up to the 40.
First down, Coldwater.
Down to the 39-yard line.
Another great job of Cooper Murphy finding that hole, making a little cut back to the right, and picking up some extra yardage. It's going to be 1st and 10 from the Lancers 39-yard line now for Coldwater.
Had another scoring update from the WTVB scoreboard. Eaton Rapids and Charlotte tied 7-7 in the first quarter. We're talking in Charlotte, a future opponent in Interstate 8 next year.
Absolutely.
1st and 10 from the 39. The run is going to go up the middle for nothing.
Sam Feaster, the carrier that time.
All by nothing. It's a very short gain to about the 37.
They're going to give him 2 on the scoreboard.
Right. Grand Rapids South Christian currently leading at Siegel 14-0. Another look at the WTVB scoreboard.
2nd and 8 for the Cardinals from the Lakeshore 37. Beck Hewson under center, full house backfield.
As they've done all night long, it's a keeper.
Oh, great move by Beck Hewson.
And down to the 30 and close to another first down. They may just give it to him depending on the spot.
It's going to be close.
8 yards,
3rd down
and 1.
And we are
first down, we hold water.
First down.
Luke Beck using with a nice little fake. Looked like he was going to pitch it outside. He kept the ball, cut it back up inside, picks up the 8 yards that he needed. Plus, for the first down.
It's actually good to see Luke Beck using get more involved in the offense rather than just be a game manager.
He's done a great job this year, the young sophomore.
1st and 10 from the Lancer 29-yard line. The Cardinals again moving from right to left here in the second quarter. And off going to Cooper Murphy. He puts his head down. He's trying to get up to the 25-yard line. They'll stop him at the 26. 4 hard-earned yards there for the senior tri-captain.
A great effort there by Cooper Murphy. He was not going to be denied and gaining some extra yardage, and he picked up a couple extra with a second effort. It'll be 2nd and 7, according to the scoreboard. So they're going to give him a gain of 3.
Well, now they'll put the ball down at the 26. It really should be 2nd and 6. Let's just split here there, I guess. Beck Hewson under center. The pitch, and it went for Cooper Randhouse hands, and he does fall on it at the 35-yard line.
Still loose, and it's going.
Did it go out of bounds?
I don't know.
I thought
it was going out of.
And you know what? It happened in about the same part of the field where Lakeshore dropped it. Yeah. Chase McGrain credited with a fumble. I was absolutely certain that Chris Vandenhout had secured the ball, but it must have just squirted through. That condition of the wet pigskin, the wet turf, and everything.
They're going to have to watch. Both teams actually are going to have to watch those pitch outs because that ball is going to be wet all night long, and it's not like you're catching a dry ball. It's totally different, folks.
Oh, Mike Adams and company under center with a single wide receiver to the right side.
Oh, here's a nice give.
Uh-oh. Look out. To the 40, to the 30. It is Sam Effup. Down to the center line. A loose ball. The Cardinals say that they have recovered.
Back. Holy cow.
Two turnovers for the Lakeshore Lancers.
F.O. with a great run.
Yeah.
Absolutely great run, and you thought he was going to go in, but Ryan Hadley again fought off the block of the offensive player that he was trying to defend, and
he does force the fumble,
brings him down, and the Cardinals get the ball back. It's going to be on their own 7-yard line the way it looks.
Just inside the yellow line that they paint here for soccer.
Boy, oh boy.
They play soccer and football here at Al Stockman Stadium. First and 10, Coldwater.
Oh,
up the middle. That's Sam DeMeester getting out of the shadow of the end zone and up to the 14-yard line. 7-0, the Cardinals lead. There's 9:13 coming left to play in the first half.
Second and three. They're going to get Sam 7 yards on that carry. Sam made a nice move after he hit the hole with a little zag to the left and picked up a couple extra yards.
DeMeester under center with a full house backfield. Haven't gone to the Wildcat yet. And it's going to go off the left side and should be enough for the first down.
First down with Coldwater.
Coldwater first down.
I'm quite sure who had the ball, though. We can tell you that Andrew Branch did make the tackle of the Cardinal ball carrier. First and 10, Coldwater, their 18-yard line.
8:40 ticking here in the first half. Coldwater's done a very good job of rushing the football, mixed in a couple of pass plays for first downs.
Nick Husen under center, trying to give the ball to, I think that was Sam DeMeester, trying to run up the middle and up, not much there.
Tough yard or two maybe for Sam. They may not even give him a yard on that.
Quick check of the WTVB scoreboard in the second quarter in Division 4, Pawpaw leading Penfield 8-0.
That should be a really good ball game over there. I believe those are two 8-1 teams, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep. Or an 8-1 and a 7-2. No, Penfield finished a three-way tie atop the KBA standings, and Pawpaw lost a tough one to Edwardsburg last week in a shootout. Second and 9 from the 19, Beck Husen.
He kept it, but he ran right into number 45.
That's Sean Moody, one of the members of that Lakeshore D-line. Loss of the play will bring up third and 11, loss of 2.
Well, here's where you definitely don't want to turn it over.
Speaking of Edwardsburg, in the second quarter, they lead Wajak 6-0. In the second quarter, Schoolcraft trailing Niles Brandywine 7-0.
There'll be some good ball games tonight, especially with the conditions that they are.
Third and about 10.5 for the Cardinals. Run up the middle, stood up at the 20-yard line.
Sam DeMeester is the ball carrier for the Cardinals. They'll probably give him 3 or 4 yards on this.
Fourth and 6, out comes Blaze Watson to punt the ball away, the first punt of the evening.
Yeah, this is another one of those situations where you've got a slippery ball and you got to make sure you secure it in your hands before you get that punt off.
Just one guy back deep for Lakeshore. He's standing behind his 50-yard line. Good snap. Good. short line drive punt, and it takes a couple of bounces, and the Lancers will down it.
There's a yellow flag back
there. Yard line. I do see that yellow laundry now that you pointed it out.
I got a feeling that's going to be roughing the punter, roughing the kicker.
Sure is.
Going to give the Coldwater Cardinals a first down.
Still making fourth down and one.
No, it's going to be fourth and one. Remember, bowls are no longer automatic.
Yeah.
So, decision time for Jeff Scorefar.
Still got to kick it, I think. Depends on how long the one is.
They have not started the play clock yet. The game clock is currently stopped with 6:16 left to play in the first half. Coldwater 7, Lakeshore nothing. A couple of turnovers for Lakeshore and one for Coldwater. Help keep the score as low as it has been. Now everybody's just standing around waiting for the spot. I guess they're waiting for the spot of the ball.
Having discussions on the Coldwater sideline. Do want to know where the ball is going to be spotted, obviously, before Coldwater makes their decision as to what to do.
And running into the kicker, that penalty is declined. Good down, Lakeshore.
I'll get that one.
The penalty was declined. Lakeshore will take over.
Oh, I see. They're going to take the punt.
Yeah.
Okay.
Lakeshore takes over first and 10. It's going to be at the Coldwater 46-yard line. I'm thinking the Cardinal coaching staff are betting that their defense can force the Lancers to three and out or maybe induce another turnover.
Oh, at least keep them from scoring a touchdown. That's a big thing.
That's true. Oh, here we go, Mike Adams and company. Adams under center.
Adams with a keeper.
He's still pushing the pile forward to the 35, down to the 34-yard line. That was a very slow developing play because the other option ran right into Adams as he decided to keep the ball.
Yeah, that's the beer and real quick fake handoff there, and it's very deceptive and hard to read.
Oh, got another scoring update from the Parchment Lumen Christie game. Panthers lead the Titans 20-7 early in the second quarter.
My, oh, my. Parchment rolling along against the Lumen Christie Titans.
And I think Parchment had to win
to
get in at 6-3. It's a handoff going left side of the line.
Great.
6 yard
gain on the play for Drake.
Yeah, the Cardinal defense has to dig in right now. Lakeshore moving the football. 5:30 to go here in the first half. Cardinals are on top of the Lancers 7-0 right now here at the 5:19 mark of the second half.
Second quarter. Hasn't been that long a night, has it? It's going to give up to the middle. Gabe Gambala, it's enough for a Lancer first down. Down to about the 18.
So Lakeshore continues to march down the field, trailing the Cardinals by the score of 7-0. Hopefully the Cardinal defense can come up with a stop or two here now. It's first and 10 from the Coldwater 18-yard line for the Lancers.
First and 10 from the Coldwater 18. The give is once again, fake the give to Gambala. It was a pitch to Drake. He hung on to the ball and forced out of bounds at the 15-yard line. Steven Seltzer in on the tackle. Well, this is basically the third time this season the Cardinals have seen a Veer-style offense with all of the many options that the quarterback has with the ball.
You and Quinn saw it against Lakeview, correct?
Right. And against Gull Lake.
Give to Drake again. And
the 5, and touchdown Lakeshore. 15 yards out.
Lakeshore had a pretty quick time of getting into the end zone there. Now 7-6 in favor of the Cardinals, with the extra point attempt coming
for the Lancers. 4:44 left to play in the second quarter.
Trevor Knuth into hold, and I believe it's Chase McGrain.
It is, and he slips the upright, so we got a tie ball game, 4:44 left in the first half, Lakeshore 7, Coldwater 7. Back in 45 seconds, you're listening to the MHSAA football playoffs on WTVB.
For smart heating solutions for your home, see Nottawa Gas Company. Decorative floor and wall heaters from Nottawa Gas are 99.9% efficient and require no flue, venting, or electricity. Great for emergencies or to supplement your current heating system. These energy-efficient units will heat up to 700 square feet. Right now, you'll find the best selection of the season at Nottawa Gas Company, just east of Nottawa on M66, south of Tekonsha on Old 27, or online at nottawagas.com.
Many choices, one path, not just a starting point, a launch pad, more than a step, a leap, not just a community college, it's a global sense of direction. Blaze your own trail. Explore Kellogg Community College at kellogg.edu.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Oh, Lakeshore Lancers throw the ball 46 yards down the field and equalize the game. Scoring play was a 15-yard run by Zach Drake. Welcome back, Zach Drake, huh?
Yeah, he's done a yeoman's job of running the football tonight for the Lakeshore Lancers and mixing it up pretty good between him and Mike Adams keeping the football.
And so also Gabe Gambala, the fullback.
Here's the kickoff, though. Little squid.
It's going to roll out of bounds. The flag comes out. First and 10. Coldwater from the 35-yard line. 7-7 tie.
Not bad field position for the Cardinals. 4:44 on the clock here in the first half. And see if the Cardinals can put together a sustained drive here and tack another score on here in the first half. 7-7. Tie ball game right now between Coldwater Cardinals and the Lakeshore Lancers. Well,
free kick after a 5-yard penalty. Interesting.
Yeah, we saw Cooper Murphy bust one a couple of weeks ago.
To the tune of a 97-yard kickoff return. That was on the opening drive to go late game.
Yep.
So Lakeshore will re-kick from their 35-yard line.
Might have been Lakeshore's strategy to kick it out of bounds and keep it out of our back's hands back there. But again, as wet as it is, I'd still quick kick something. Yep, kind of a dribbler, a little pop-up.
Going to be picked up at the 22-yard line by Sam DeMeester, stutter stepping. The strategy wound up working as he stopped at the 29.
Worked for the Lancers, not so much for the Cardinals. The Cardinals would have had the ball at the 35. Now, instead, they're going to have it on the 28, 29-yard line of their own.
Well, they do have 4:38 to work with. How about another long clock-consuming drive and perhaps take the lead in the block room and out?
Boy, that would just absolutely be huge. Get that momentum flowing and going into the second half. Beck Hughes under center, full house backfield again. That's all we've seen all night long.
Yep. Cooper Murphy trying to run the counter. The forward progress made about half a yard.
Yeah, I think Cooper found the hole on the left side completely closed up. He tried to cut it back to the right side, and there were more Lakeshore Lancers there for him to run into.
Not a particularly big defense, but you see how quick they are.
Yeah, they get to the ball pretty quickly.
I will say no gain on the play, second and 10, a 7-7 tie. Part of the scoreboard went out, so we have an official timeout as they get that refired up.
And we got her back now.
Yeah, I see that. It was very brief.
So the score is 7 for Coldwater and 7 for Lakeshore.
The winner of this game gets the winner of the Sturgis-St. Joe game, and I haven't seen a scoring update since that 3-0 field goal that St. Joe put up very early in the contest. Do you have anything?
I'm not getting anything either. Beck Hughes back under center, and here we go.
Chris Vandenhout.
No.
Went to pass. Intercepted by the Lancers by Dustin Clapp.
I think Beck Hughes thought he was throwing it to one of his own players. He just got the horrible jersey confused for this week.
Ugh. not good for the Cardinal faithful across the way. The interception by Clapp running back to the 29-yard line. So really no gain on that.
Now the Cardinals are in trouble because Lakeshore moved the ball pretty easily the last time they had the football.
Well, they have 3:48 to work with now. They are currently tied 7-all, but...
only 29 yards to go for Lakeshore.
Yes. Fowler puts his head down, and based on where they're going to spot the ball, he may have gotten half a yard there.
That's just about what they give him, Sean.
Mm-hmm.
So it's still going to be second and about 9.5, actually. The scoreboard says 10, but they did give him a little bit of yardage on that.
Mike Adams under center. And off
Bala
the point
again.
To Bimbala. He attacks the right side of the line and gets up to about the 22 before the Cardinals stand him up. It's a good job of the Lancers staying home. Or the Cardinals staying home against the Lancers. Spot the ball. At about the 22.5 yard line, where the marker is right at the 20. 2:50 left to play in the first half. Adams again in the center, this time with Full House backfield. Get it to a very big guy.
Philip Dudek. He should have the carry there.
6 feet, 240 pounds. And it was Philip Dudek that gave the Lancers the first down. Up to about the 15-yard line. So, with Zach Drake and Sam Effa out with injury in the past couple of weeks, it's given the other guys time to shine, and that's actually helped making them a little bit deeper here.
Well, we mentioned the stable of backs that they appear to have.
Adams again, give to the bus. Philip Dudek to the 10.
Philip Dudek pounding the ball for Lakeshore.
Now, unlike the Coldwater Dudek, Philip Dudek spells his last name D-U-D-E-C-K.
We've got the Dudas and Coldwater. We have the Dudeks and Coldwater. We have the Dudeks and Lakeshore.
Second and 5. Mike Adams under center. He's running behind Dudek this time with a keeper. He's close to another first down, just short of the 5-yard line. Did Dudek carry the ball again?
I'm not sure, but Dudek coming into tonight had only rushed 5 times for 32 yards, an average of 6.4 per carry.
It's going to be 3rd and short, 1:25 and counting left to play in the first half, 7-7 tie.
Hopefully the Cardinal defense can dig in here and stop Lakeshore. 3rd and 1 from the 6.
Adams, if a keeper, he will give the Lancers the first down up to about the 1-yard line. Well, now they're going to spot the ball at the 2-yard line, 1st and goal. It could be a situation where a score here by the Lancers becomes automatic. 1:09 left to play in the half.
Well, the way they moved the
quickly
ball
to the there. Line of scrimmage. No huddle. Dudek. No, it's a keeper by Adams. And a 2-yard score.
He had a whole line of Lancers ahead of him that pushed the way through. And Adams able to march into the end zone untouched for Lakeshore. So Lakeshore now at the 1:01 mark of the first half. Leads 13-7.
Chase McGrain getting ready to kick the point after. Snap, the hold.
And good.
Yep, and it is good. Now 14-7, Lancers with 1:01 left to play in the first half. Back at 30 seconds, you're listening to the MHSAA football playoffs on WTVB.
You're a super fan who will tailgate anywhere. The pros? Check. College? Check. Your 8-year-old's Pee Wee game. Big time. And to prepare for this ritual, you head to Meijer for freshly prepared food and licensed team apparel. Proudly display allegiance to your favorite team with our licensed short and long sleeve tees, hoodies, hats, and jerseys. Plus, load up on fresh meats, snacks, and drinks. So don't just tailgate. Tail greater at Meijer.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
14-7 Lakeshore with a minute one left to play in the first half from here at Alstockton Stadium. Again, the winner gets the winner of the St. Joe Sturgis game. The last score we had, the Bears led the Trojans up in St. Joe 3-0. One of four Mac East teams in the NHSAA playoffs this year. We mentioned the Coldwater here, Sturgis up to the north, Harper Creek and Lakeview in as well. We'll talk about all those other games during our Branch County Abstract and Title Halftime Report.
Look at our new conference. You got Dunfield that's in, Charlotte's in, Lumen Christie's in.
If the live ball was touched by the Cardinals, and fortunately they will let it roll into the end zone for a touchback. So that was kind of a live ball there on that little swim kick.
Well, until it got to the end zone, it definitely was. So Cardinals got to get a little bit of that mojo back that they had early in the game here. 56.1 seconds to go. Lakeshore is on top of Coldwater 14-7 right now. It's Cardinal ball, first and 10 from their own 20.
Beck Houston leads the team out onto the field. Whole house backfield behind him on first and 10. Give us to Chris Vandenhout. Right side of the line. The Lancers push him forward for an extra couple of yards. Down to about the 28. And we got another clock malfunction. Another scoreboard malfunction. I think there's 40.1 seconds left in the first half. That's something that I saw flash.
Right here.
35.7 seconds now left in the first half. Well, the clock was stopped after the clock malfunction kicked in. I see something about the rain here tonight. Well, the score is still correct, unfortunately, for the Cardinal fans. It's 14-7 Lancers.
I'd like to see Coldwater just air it out here one time.
Still an official timeout. I'm not quite sure. I wonder if it has something to do with putting time on the clock or, oh, clock just malfunctioned yet again. Maybe a situation where they're talking up here in the press box where they may have to keep the time here on the field.
Hold on, I got to unplug it.
About 35 seconds or 40 seconds, depending upon who you believe. And part of the resetting process involves unplugging the message board component. Oh, there we go. Okay,
hey,
back up.
Back.
Yep. All I had to do was unplug the message
board. Oh, that's gone.
Nope. So here we stand waiting to finish out the first half. 14-7, the Lancers leading the Cardinals.
Back up there now. But
For how long?
Yeah.
That's the $64 question. Well, in the meantime, we can give you some more scoring updates on the WTVB scoreboard. Second quarter, Edwardsburg leading to Wajak 14-7. Decatur over Bridgman 21-0. Brandywine over Schoolcraft 14-7. Haven't seen any scores from Harper Creek or Lakeview yet.
Yeah, there's some good football games going on. We've got a good one here, Sean. 14-7, Lakeshore on top of Coldwater. 35.7 seconds to go. We have a clock malfunction here at Lakeshore.
I think they're just deciding the heck with that. They're going to
Continue this game. They've got to keep it down there.
Yeah, they're keeping it down on the field. Chris Vandenhout with the ball.
Fights his way for the first down.
Gives the Cardinals the first down, and if the Cardinals want to... wonder if they're going to try and call a timeout. It will be first and 10, Coldwater. The ball's put down at the 32-yard line. Not much time left for the Cardinals here in the first half. They want to try and put something up on the board quickly. They come up to the ball, Whole House backfield. Handoff, left side of the line. It's Cooper Murphy. Unfortunately, he stood up at 35.
Murphy carried 4 or 3 yards.
Maybe up to the 36-yard line, and time slowly becoming a factor here.
Yeah, more than likely that would be the last play of the game, play of the first half. And that
it will be the end of the first half. Hopefully we'll get the clock problems here at Al Stockton Stadium sorted out during the halftime. The Lancers head into the locker room with a 14-7 lead over the Coldwater Cardinals in this MHSAA Division III football pre-district game. Nearly 2,000 of the state's top student-athletes will be recognized for excelling academically and in school activities. Through the MHSAA Scholar Athlete Award underwritten by Farm Bureau Insurance, the applicants will be in the running for a total of 32 $1,000 college scholarships. Application materials are available exclusively online through the MHSAA website. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association promoting the value and values of educational athletics. The Branch County Abstract and Title Halftime Report coming up after this. 1 minute break. You're listening to the MHSAA Football Playoffs on WTVB.
Did you think it'd quiet down at Haylett Auto and RV Coldwater? Be like July 5th at a fireworks store? It isn't crazy like this spring and summer when everyone showed up at Haylett's because the word's out. If it's about travel trailers or fifth wheels, hightail it to Haylett. Haylett has what you need. Everything. One stop, an 11-acre camping and RV superstore packed with the best brands on wheels, starting with Jayco. A hitch to haul it? Haylett has them. Parts and accessories? Anything. And everything you want. And one more thing. Service. As other dealers knock down prices on 2013s to get them off the lot, Haylett has 14s in stock. New floor plans you've got to see. Dave doesn't have many 13s. So guess what? They're giving 2013 discount deals on 14s. RVs and fifth wheels go where everybody goes. Hightail it to Haylett. Auto and RV on US 12 east of I-69 exit 13 in Coldwater, Michigan. And online at HaylettAutoAndRV.com where your family camping adventures begin.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
It's halftime here at Al Stockman Stadium. The Lakeshore Lancers lead the Coldwater Cardinals in this MHSAA Division III football pre-district game 14-7. The halftime report is brought to you by Branch County Abstract and Title, wishing good luck to the Cardinals. For title insurance, escrow closings, or other title or abstract services, turn to Branch County Abstract and Title, a local business serving Branch County since 1887, where their employees have over 230 years of experience. Branch County Abstract and Title, located at 22 Tibbetts Plaza in Coldwater, call them at 278-6960. The Cardinal Marching Band playing toward the Coldwater side of the field as they perform their halftime show here at Lakeshore. Lancers lead the Cardinals 14-7. We will go over the scoring summary and the stats after this week's edition of MHSAA Perspective presented by the Michigan Army National Guard. And that will be coming up after this 1 minute break. You're listening to the MHSAA Football Playoffs on WTVB.
You don't have to eat fast food for lunch. At the Willows Bar and Grill, their weekday lunch specials are cooked to order and never sit under a heat lamp. Friday's lunch specials include your choice of a bacon Swiss chicken strip sandwich or perch sandwich, each served with your choice of chips or fries.
This is Karen. Our fast, friendly service means you'll have a great lunch and be back to work in under an hour.
Get fresh food fast at the Willows just east of River Road on US 12 Coldwater.
The heated deck is open, weather permitting.
You're a super fan who will tailgate anywhere. The pros? Check. College? Check. Your 8-year-old's peewee game? Big time. And to prepare for this ritual, you head to Meijer for freshly prepared food and licensed team apparel. Proudly display allegiance to your favorite team with our licensed short and long sleeve tees, hoodies, hats, and jerseys. Plus, load up on fresh meats, snacks, and drinks. So don't just tailgate. Tail greater at Meijer.
Crushed by parental expectations. I'm John Johnson, and we'll talk about that next on MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard.
I remember the moment.
I remember the moment.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
Several of us were working to rescue a family.
The house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Because I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
Be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
As the sun set on a late fall Saturday afternoon, I watched a group of parents sow the seeds for what they thought would be the achievement of an ultimate goal for their children's team. In reality, what they reaped was far, far different than their expectations. After reaching an unexpected level of success at the end of that season, the ink was barely dry in the final statistics when the parents of the team's top performers were huddling, planning to make the upcoming seasons even better, and all within the earshot of an overeager young assistant coach. The plan was simple, almost too simple. If the amount of work put in during that season was increased to the level of the teams which had more success, then they would put themselves in a position to finish higher when next year's tournament rolled around. Influenced by the wishes of the parents, the young assistant coach put the team through a more demanding training regimen during the off-season. The team turned in a higher finish in the following year's tournament, and with most of the members still being underclassmen, the expectations were even higher for the next season. An even more demanding off-season followed, with plans to attend the most intense team camp available, all under the tutelage of the young assistant coach, eager to please the desire of the parents. But like the seeds in the biblical parable that fell on weed-infested ground, no fruit would be realized the following season. Injuries and illness beset the team, in part because of the training program. The young assistant coach pushed the team regardless. The parents pushed the team regardless. This was going to be their season. But whose season was it? The end of the season brought a mixed bag of results, with less success than the previous season, and certainly not with the expected results. And when the sun was setting that November, as the season concluded, some alumni from the team were commiserating with the longtime head coach, who admitted to simply getting out of the way of the over-enthusiastic parents and the over-aggressive young assistant coach, feeling helpless to do anything about what had happened. Back with more in a moment.
So you just set a school record? Great! It might be one for the books, but it's all for naught without good sportsmanship. That record will be topped one day, but showing respect, integrity, and class along the way will always be remembered. Nothing beats good sportsmanship. A public service message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
This is a very real story, but the very scary thing about it is that it could have happened, and unfortunately does happen, anywhere and everywhere. Anywhere where distorted perspectives meet is a recipe for danger, and where young people's athletic experiences get crushed by their parents' expectations. Fall tournaments mean live streaming at MHSAA.tv and FoxSportsDetroit.com. Get your fall tournament pass to watch the finals in Lower Peninsula Cross Country, boys soccer, girls volleyball, and Lower Peninsula girls swimming and diving at MHSAA.tv. And the Prep Zone returns this season to FoxSportsDetroit.com with four live football playoff games every week. Join us again next time for another edition of MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard, a production of the MHSAA Network.
Changes in the air. Glenn here from Warner Oil Company. While we're not sure what the weather has in store, one thing is for sure. The calendar says fall is back. And I'm here to remind you that Warner Oil is stocked and ready with antifreeze, washer fluid, engine oil, and quality Chevron lubricants to get your fall engine service completed. Don't wait. Now is the best time to purchase these supplies. Over the past 80 years, Warner Oil Company has been supplying your fuel and lubricant needs. Whether to take the chill out of your home or filling your fuel tanks with farm gas and diesel fuel, Warner Oil has been there to meet your needs. Our fuel drivers have years and years of experience. They understand that you are busy and you need them to keep your tanks full. Ask them about our premium grade diesel fuel or 20% renewable. You can call Warner Oil Company today at 517-278-5844 or stop by to see us Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. at 400 Ray Street here in Coldwater.